At the close of the retreat, we give the apostolic blessing and also assign a prayer to be said for 40 days. However, I thought I would do that after Mass this evening. And our present meditation is on our Lord's ascension into heaven. As usual, there will be three parts to this meditation. Part one is our Lord's promise of the Holy Spirit. Part two is the actual ascent of Jesus. And the third is Christ will return, and we, please God, here go to heaven in body with Him. As we know, it is the evangelist Saint Luke, who both at the end of his gospel and at the beginning of his Acts of the Apostles, who quotes our Lord foretelling the coming of the Holy Spirit. But we should remind ourselves is that there have been two sendings, two missions from the Holy Trinity. The first mission was the first person sending the second person. That is the incarnation. We call that the visible mission. The second mission was the second person sending the third person, and that was Christ's descent on Pentecost Sunday. It is well to know that just before his ascension, our Lord foretold that he would send the Holy Spirit. And he would send the Holy Spirit to give his, that is Christ's followers, the power, the strength to remain faithful to Jesus Christ. And as St. Luke describes it, the Holy Spirit to be sent by the ascended Christ will come on all the faithful to give them strength to proclaim Jesus Christ, in Judea, Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. What kind of power did Christ promise? It was a power, period. It was a power of the mind to understand Christ's teaching. And given that power in the mind to understand, the power of the will to courageously proclaim Jesus Christ to the world. How important this is. for us, so the Church teaches. Our Pentecost Sunday was the day of our confirmation. And inside that word, confirmation, are the two letters, F and R. Confirmation. In the science of linguistics, science of language, those two letters, either F or, because F, as you know, in Greek is PH, either F and or P and R, our word power means strength. What we receive in confirmation is power. Not the kind of power that matter has, but the kind of power that the Spirit has. And the two powers which the Spirit must have if it is going to even persevere in following Christ, our power for the mind, hear it. Power for the mind to understand what we believe. And he'll have only as much power in the will, or as much courage in our wills, as our minds are convinced, clearly, deeply, convinced, that what we believe is true. Only convinced people are courageous. Everybody else is a coward. I know. Then Jesus, how I never for years have tired telling this, then Jesus said, you will have power to be my witnesses. And let's be clear. The word that Jesus uses is enough. You will be my witnesses. You will be my martyrs. Sisters, I'm not playing with words. The only missionaries of charity that are going to survive are those who are living martyrs' lives. Do you hear me? And nobody is fooling anybody. In other words, Christ promised his followers he would send them the Holy Spirit to give them the power. Power in mind to understand, power in will, the courage to proclaim him. That's what witness means. To proclaim him to the ends of the earth. And we know this proclaiming Christ is not just verbal. How pious our language can be, with what folded hands and lowered eyes. How pious it may seem to be, sisters, you're only as good witnesses to Jesus Christ as, and I mean every syllable, as we are ready, and I mean as ready to die for Jesus Christ. And sisters, I predict, some of you will die in body, as witnesses to Christ.